Anyway,
flapping my flimbers.
This so, is a new podcast.
Been a while.
Been a while. Been a very long while. It's been longer than the amount of times Luke's had to correct me for bad grammar.
Yeah, I think that's been about a month's amount of times I've corrected you.
If the amount of minutes you spent correcting me, I mean,
yeah.
you'd be
Jeez,
able to
Jeez, you and your vocabulary.
That seriously, I did say that. I said vocabulary on the way down to Wexford one day. We're on the way down to Wexford. Oh, my vocabulary's not very good. That does not help at all.
Well, so recently I was supposed to be going to Birmingham in England. We flew there for a week. We flew there and the flight was an hour long. And then my dad, we didn't get our luggage and was like, okay. Then we got on the little bus thing and he told us that we were really going to Florida, Disneyland, and Universal. And I was really tired and so was Sophie. So we were just like, what? Okay. And that was our reaction, basically. So then we got another flight. It shouldn't have taken this long because you could just get a direct flight. We got British Airways to... That took, what was it, like 7 hours? 6-7 hours to New York. Which was cool because they had, you know, in-flight movies. But they had a screen in front of you. It was a touch screen and you were able to choose your own movies. And I chose, you choose TV shows too. And I chose to have, I watched Family Guy, I watched The Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
On a plane, Family Guy on a plane.
Yeah. You had headphones.
It's the new horror movie, yeah. Family Guy on a plane.
You had headphones, and I listened to some Yogpod too. Support the Yogpod, yay! But, and so I was just watching some, you know... I had my iPod.
Oh, never mind.
I have an interesting story about my iPhone later.
I like stories.
So I watched Family Guy, Big Bang Theory. I watched. I didn't watch Modern Family because I had recently watched the only episode that was available on that. I watched The Simpsons. I think I watched one other TV show, and I watched. The only full movie I watched was Up, which I thought was kind of suitable, because, you know...
A plane.
If I was in a house, that would be cooler, but it would take a lot longer.
Or if you were in a hot air balloon. That's how I get here.
Yeah, but I don't think that they'd have in-flight movies.
No, I get here every
day. I think the point of those is for the view. But also, have you ever been on a flight longer than 3 hours?
Not longer than 3 hours. The longest flight I've ever been on was... It was... 2 hours, and it was my memory tells me it was 4 hours, but that's because I hate flying.
I love flying. Well, of course, I was wrecked. I was absolutely, I was just like, okay. Nobody could see that. So basically, I looked like I was in a coma on the plane. I watched a bit of Harry Potter. I watched some Dark Knight with Sophie, because I was looking at her screen. I couldn't hear it. My dad was sitting a good bit away from me. Alicia's in Japan.
That's because he doesn't love
me. Not Japan, China. I keep on saying Japan. And
that's because Japan's
tomorrow.
Amazing.
Not tomorrow. Tuesday.
Wait, I thought she lives there. With her boyfriend.
No, she just went over. She doesn't live there.
I thought she moved there with her boyfriend.
I'd be a lot
po.
More.
Po. Was that his name, Poe?
Poe? No. His name isn't Poe. He's Patrick.
Oh, Patrick.
So, I was...
She doesn't sound Chinese.
Yeah, but when we landed, I was tired. Then we had to go on another flight from New York to Florida. But that was in 2 hours. So we stopped, we got some food, we got some pizza, and I felt like I had just gained nine pounds from that pizza. Just
American
one slice
food.
Of pizza, because that's all they gave us. I'm not surprised, because it was huge. And then we got onto the next plane, which is another 3 hours of flying. But we got delayed by a storm in New York. And then after that, the way was completely dry. There was no planes in the sky trying to land. And the pilot was just like, we can't fly yet. And then he just had to wait like an hour.
Can you actually try and do his actual accent?
I can't really remember. It's like,
We're not really able to fly today at this moment. We're just going to have to wait for some clearance. I mean, clarification. I'm a bad pilot if I don't know my clearances from my clarifications. But
he sounds like a guy that's, like, accidentally just killed, like, his wife in the cockpit of the plane. And he's just, like, and he's just looking at her dead body, and he actually happens to be, like, a necrophiliac. And he's just like,
Okay, so...
Necrophiliacs scare me. Anyway, enough of that. This is a child's program.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Well, maybe this one could be explicit for something later on I'm going to have to say.
Luke, were you on the wrong side of the rails in America? Did you spend a little too long in the saloon?
No, I'm fine.
Did you go back in time and end up kissing your sister?
No.
Or your mother?
No. I think I would be more desperate to speak to you if I time-traveled. So, then another 3 hours flight. I didn't have in-flight movies, even though there were screens. And it was American Airlines, and I don't like that freaking thing because of another flight that I had with them on the way back. But anyways, so we flew for about two and a half hours on that. I tried to get some sleep with my travel pillow, but it never worked. The plane was too loud. So I just listened to YogPod and some music. But, like,
we landed,
and the landing actually hurt me because I was so tired. I got huge stinging pains in my face, which was lovely. It was the most pleasant experience I've ever had flying.
Are you sure it's because, like, you just didn't notice this because you were so tired? The world was, like... It was almost like the world was lagging and your face just hit off the pillow.
No, because I really did notice. And I think Sophie would have mentioned that my face went full force into a pillow. But also... what was I going to say about this?
Is this the bit where you spend too much time in the saloon?
No. But, okay, so when we land... I'm just absolutely wrecked. I'm really tired. Then it takes forever to get our suitcases for some reason. And then we get our suitcases and we get a car off of Alamo or something. And then we...
Elmo.
Alamo.
Elmo. No, Elmo. He deals cars. It's obvious.
A car dealer in New York. Not New York, Florida.
I didn't tell you
about the heat. I mean, when we just stepped out into... New York, the first thing we put our feet out, it was like the airport was all nice and cool, they had air conditioning. Then when when we stepped out, it just felt like I was like standing with my face right in the exhaust of a car, and I was like,
that wouldn't help with the sleepiness. You probably
and then I just
sleep on Sophie.
Oh no, that wasn't in Florida, that was in New York. And then we just ran over to the place where we were supposed to be. First thing that happens to us in America, we're supposed to be getting a tram. My sister and my father get onto the tram. The doors close right in front of me, and I'm outside of the tram, and I'm just looking at my dad like, well, this is a bit of a problem. First thing that happens to us in America.
This is he was meant to be there for a week. The reason he took so long to get back.
Oh, and he changed.
He sat there
and we
so
got
long.
Changed to 2 weeks, so I was in America for 2 weeks. But,
which made me very disappointed, because I couldn't call for you.
And no, I didn't just survive by myself for the rest of the 2 weeks.
Did you become like me?
No.
Did you become
no, you
a
mean...
hobo born?
Oh, yeah. He's on his... I got him back from the island. We just didn't record that. But anyways...
computer wouldn't work. No Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but anyways, so...
We should have went to the internet cafe, the Chupacanavra internet cafe. It looked
brilliant.
How do you
even remember the Chupacanavra?
The internet cafe looked brilliant. I mean, the coffee was so cheap there.
It must have been. I mean, it mustn't...
It was goat-flavored,
Was this an island dedicated to... Oh, my laptop just spazzed out. But anyways, so...
laptop.
But anyways, so... Yeah, and I just felt like melting. But then the... Well, I didn't feel like melting. I felt like I was going to melt.
We're in a jolly spot mood to melt right now, Luke.
Yeah. But then the...
picture of slime is brilliant.
What you call this? The doors open because one of the people who were on the tram that, you know, were one of the workers, basically, on the tram, they saw me, and then the doors opened, and I got onto the tram. And that was horrible.
Did you do, like, a Chicago accent and say, "Don't do that again, bud"? We weren't in Chicago at that point. I'll get my buddy Tony on you.
We were at New York, but we did go to Chicago at one point.
Did you get a pizza?
No.
Oh.
We were only in there for like 5 minutes. No, actually, we were in there for about an hour.
But
anyways, oh, and you know, apparently a lot of Irish people move there. But anyways.
No, that's Boston.
No, it's also Chicago.
Is that why Americans love our country? Because there's so many of us over there.
Well, not everybody Chicago is from Chicago in America. But anyways, then we went onto the other plane to go to Florida. So when we were at Florida, we were just driving. And you know the way in like things you see billboards that are like, they have a spoon and they're like coming out of the billboard and just like feeding themselves.
They actually exist.
They have those. And it's like, oh my God, this is so cool. Well, they didn't necessarily have such animatronics.
This is basically what happens with us. Luke gets to go to a magical country where you can look at some of the most beautiful wildlife, like the bison.
This is coming from the guy who really doesn't often speak nicely too much about America.
Yeah, the wildlife's very nice. And then he's just like, wow, that billboard's moving. That's what his holiday was.
Yeah, but like, of course, it's like, he's not in an absolute hatred.
He doesn't exactly hate
Americans. It's just,
he just prefers dislikes.
He has some people that he's like for America, and he just doesn't like the stereotypical people.
Yeah, so, but they don't exist.
Well, some of them do. I mean, they do, of course, but like, it's not the majority. I don't think. I didn't really see much ignorance, but anyways, there was. Oh, where was I? So much to talk about. 12 minutes in already. So,
Jesus Christ, are we only in 12 minutes?
Yeah.
I gotta get tea.
What?
No, I was just joking.
Alright.
Because I knew you'd laugh, see? You slightly laughed.
Slightly.
I'm a brilliant comedian. I should be up there with a comedian. With Stephen Fry and Darrow Brien and who else do I like? Alan Davis.
Well, yeah, maybe you should.
Sean Locke! No, I just want their autograph. Anyway.
But anyways. Yeah, and Jesus, I mean, the amount of lights on the road, it wasn't even funny. That didn't help with my tiredness. Like, there was like, every single building had freaking neon on it. It was like the sides of it always had neon, and like, there's so many lights on the road, like,
my dad would love it.
To tell you about where the lanes are, I suppose, that's good, but, like, then there's loads of lights from the cars, and I was just like,
we're not city folk.
I was gonna, like, implode, but, like,
that'd be hilarious. It's like you're just looking through the car, and you see, like, this blonde Irish guy just going, and then he just disappears into thin air, and, like, his sister's just looking there, and she's, like, just, like, so happy, because she gets his car pillow as well, so she has two.
But, so first thing we got back to the hotel, but we got the more, we didn't get into the tower because we didn't book a thing in the tower. We got more of a, or one of the more lower down ones that wasn't in the tower. It was in more of a like a motel type thing. But first thing we got out, we were very close to a lake.
You went
first thing we heard was frogs.
Frogs.
Frogs. And one cricket. Okay, but listen.
That's brilliant. It's like,
you usually think frogs would just be like this. And stuff, only not literally. But like, you know what I mean. But first thing we got out, they were like,
sounds like a duck after a
okay, what the hell. And then there was the other ones that were like, I was like, oh my God, these are the weirdest frogs. I never saw a frog, but I knew there were frogs. And then there was like one cricket that was somewhere in the parking lot, and it was really close. And I was like, where the hell is it? And then we went to the apartment, the hotel, I can't say apartment. And then I had to go get some luggage, and I was like flipping. So I had no idea where this cricket was. So I just really quickly brought my suitcase in, put my pajamas on, and went right into bed. It was just like,
later on that night, the cricket came out of his shirt and crawled up his nose.
Well, that would be lovely, because they're pretty big.
Cricket, 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 cricket. That's just Luke. So I know that's the cricket inside his head.
Yeah.
That's why it's been so jumpy.
And it you actually got used to that sound, even though it was really funny. We called it the frog choir. But,
oh, beautiful.
So...
Beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know how this podcast, how long it's going to be, but, you know.
I think it would be one of our hour ones, nearly.
Yeah, I know, because I have so much to talk about. And this is only the beginning. This is the first day of us being in
Oh, and it's 14
Florida.
Days. You know what? Everyone...
But, you know what? I don't need to have an event every single day.
Everyone. Everyone listen. Everyone who's watching this, which is probably like 4 people, because that's like all the people, all the views that we're getting, and I'm not even one of them people, because I don't listen to myself talk. Oh god, I sounded really weird there. Get yourself a nice cup of cocoa, some rich tea biscuits. Did I say some really cheap biscuits or some
We
rich
never
tea?
Said hello and welcome to the granny. Hello and welcome to the granny,
granny
and Hobo
Repartee.
Repartee, that's not it. Repartee, that's our old mistake. Repartee. So.
Let's begin that again.
Did you know that I've recently got. No. Okay, so. We woke up. I don't know if it was this. Okay, let's just say. We went to Disneyland. Disney World. And the Magic Kingdom first. What did we have for breakfast that day? Oh, yeah. We were going to complain because he didn't. My dad thought that this hotel might have been recently used and not cleaned. This room, I mean. And we got free breakfast.
Oh, that was good.
And it was actually quite nice.
Did you have pancakes?
Yes, but it was a buffet.
Oh,
it was a buffet.
Oh.
We could get bacon, which is nice. It is very nice.
Hotels always make, like, hotels in this country, I don't know about other countries, the bacon's always kind of half-cooked.
Yeah.
And it's covered in salt.
Oh, okay. They didn't have that. But
in America, it's quite nice. They make things quite nice over there.
They had scrambled eggs, which I didn't get any of because it looked like brains.
I like scrambled eggs.
I like scrambled eggs too, but it looked like solid, like, dried-up brains.
But
so
apparently you used to just constantly make scrambled eggs
all
day long.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
No,
pancakes. I got some pancakes.
Oh, no.
I got Fruit Loops. Which I've
long.
I've got Fruit Loops, which I always wanted to try. Because they used to have something similar. It was, like, colourful Cheerios or something. Which are only new in America, Cheerios.
What?
Yeah.
They're new in America?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What, does that mean they're English?
Yeah.
Ooh,
I'm pretty sure. Okay, I have no idea, but I think they're only new in America. I don't know.
They might be, well, they're Nestle, aren't they?
I don't know. Okay,
they're Belgian.
Let's go.
Are they Belgian? I'm going to shut up now.
So, I didn't know how to activate the milk thing that poured the milk. It was really complicated. All you had to do was, like, push it in a really weird way, but I had no idea how to do it. It was like, and then this girl came over and was like, here, let me do it for you. And
do her accent.
Oh no, actually,
here,
it was like,
let me do it for you.
Actually, she didn't really have an American accent. It was more like, she came over.
Hello, let me do it for you.
she came over with like something that was like, that had a, she had a bowl too, and she was gonna fill it up with milk, and I said that you could go first because I have no idea how to do it. And she was like, oh, you can let me do it. And then she did it for me, and I was like, oh, thanks. But she kind of put too much in, and I spilled loads on the floor.
Maybe Eliza spilled it all over her, and she's like, ew.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for your...
And then I couldn't find a spoon, but then I found it.
Amazing.
It was quite
story.
Nice.
I couldn't find a spoon.
But the best thing about this was, they gave us orange juice too. They just gave us cups of orange juice. And it was horrible. It was, like, really, really sweet. It was way too sweet. It had bits in it, which is fine, but, like, it was so sweet. And then when we were, like, halfway done, they'd come over and then just pour more in. And it's like, no, I don't want more.
What you do is you kind of drink it nearly until you're end, and when they come over and they try and fill it up, it's like, oh, no, I'll finish that. Because that's
like,
what
happens. Oh, I'm fine,
they're
I'm
always,
fine.
Just because, like, they instantly think, when I was in the West Lodge, one of this guy just thought, he was like, Mr., do you want tea? Or coffee, and Dad was like, oh yeah, you can have some here, I'll have some. And Aaron was like, I'll have some tea, and I said, no thanks.
Nope,
he said, of course you do, because of my accent, I'm guessing he just thought I wanted tea. And every time I finished it, he'd come over with more tea and say, here you go, and he'd just keep giving me tea, and I was like, I don't want any more tea. And he's like, oh sure you do. It was like,
oh,
I need
like,
tea to
take like you don't have an opinion.
You must drink the tea.
And then we finished, so we
like
went off to
the guy
who
kept giving me bacon. Sorry.
So we went off to the Magic Kingdom. It was pretty cool. There was a lot of stuff to do. It was horribly warm.
Did you eat a banana in a chocolate?
Yeah. because of Simon, I was like, you know, I really need to try one of those
I've had them
bananas.
Before.
And I was
I've had them in Legoland.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of Legoland, not actually
In England.
Vicinity. Not in the vicinity of Legoland.
Yeah, because, you know, I did actually go to England for about 5 minutes because we had to catch another plane. Because, you know, it was a direct flight into that plane. And my dad... Oh, yeah, something I forgot to mention.
Did
my
you
dad,
like the smell of England?
My dad... He wasn't much of one.
I like the smell of England.
Because the airport
like
the must...
Smell, like
the airport
of,
must smell different to
I like
England.
The smell of Lincolnshire.
But anyways,
not
so...
Boston.
The... I went to... My dad told the hostess, one of them, who was doing most of the announcements, to not say that we were going from to a direct flight to New York. And she asked why, cause, and he said that he didn't, that his kids didn't know. And she was like, really? They don't know? And...
Oh, yeah, God!
So yeah. And then later on, when he was, like, with us, she said again, do they really not know where they're going? We didn't... For some reason, me or Sophie didn't hear... neither of us heard that for some reason. I don't know why we did, how we didn't hear it.
It's because you were too busy smacking your face against the front chair.
We were just ignoring, probably. But, like, God, that would have been such a stupid thing to do if we heard. But, anyways, back to America. Back to America. But, anyways.
We need to go back to America.
But, anyways. So, yeah. The plane. Why are we talking about planes now? So, yeah, the Magic Kingdom was pretty cool. The, one of the best rides there. Carousel of Progress.
What movie is that based off?
It's not based off a movie. It's its own thing that Walt Disney did. And they built a ride in Florida. It's the great big beautiful tomorrow!
That's still got
shining at the end of every day! It's a great big beautiful tomorrow!
So, in real life, basically sitting in his bedroom and he's just spinning around on a chair singing this and I'm sitting on a cupboard.
It's a great big beautiful tomorrow!
I'm sitting here in a cupboard wearing my hat. It's just like, oh.
But anyways.
And I can see.
Yeah, this time we're actually in the same room.
Yeah. I mean, because guess what happened?
And we don't have.
I have no computer.
And we don't have the hobo's terrible microphone.
No.
From his computer.
No, my voice sounds really good.
Because all computer microphones are terrible. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So.
Not like this shiny microphone. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Oh, he's joking him. That probably made a really weird voice noise. It's yeah.
But
he's burring.
So, yeah, I don't have much to say about the first day in Disneyland. We saw a lizard, but then we saw loads more lizards. So,
I like lizards.
So it didn't really matter that we saw a lizard. We were like, whoa, lizard. Apart from my dad, because he lived in America for about 16.
16 years.
No, not 16 years. 16 months.
Oh, 16 months.
Anyways, so there was then when we got home the next day, actually, apparently, during my sleep, during the first night, he started attacking Sophie because I was so tired just before that I was just... I apparently had gone a bit crazy in my sleep.
And you started beating up... Why were
we
were, same... Were
because
the
there was
bed?
Only two beds and they were both double beds. My dad had his own bed and me and Sophie slept in the same one.
Oh, that's alright. Because your brother and sister, I mean.
Yeah. But anyways,
it's not like
the next day.
Don't tell them. Oh Lord above.
The next day, I there was tornado warnings on the weather.
Oh God.
Report.
I've always wanted to hear an American
around
weather report because they'll be like, and they'll be storms.
Tell us really annoying,
in.
Really, really annoying with the weather over there on the TV. Every now and then. They'll make a little ringy sound, like ding ding, to make you look at the screen. You might think it's your doorbell. We always thought it was. It was like, but then I was like, oh, it's the TV. They're trying to make you look at something important, but it's really, really annoying.
They shouldn't have a ding. Well, they probably don't have ding ding over there. I'm pretty sure they have like a bell like yours. It's like,
but no, they do have the ding dong. So. Yeah, but those tornado warnings in Florida, and it was Sophie was freaking out, and I was like, I want to see him from a distance, but not up close, because that'd be kind of terrifying. But like,
kind of terrifying.
Kind of.
Kind of terrifying. It was kind of terrifying.
The next day we went to Hollywood Studios and it was pouring rain. There was supposed to be a tropical storm, but we only got the side of it, so it wasn't very bad. It was only like a heavy rainfall. But like, it was so hot over there that we were wearing shorts in the rain. And we were wearing our rain ponchos.
Well, there's a place in France, isn't there, and it snows, yeah, it feels warm. It's a really weird place.
I have no idea.
You lie down naked on a chair and sleep while there's snow on you. Maybe you get in trouble for lying down naked, especially in a kid's playground. Just naked, like waiting for the kids to sit on the bench and then you grab them.
Okay, don't
and you
go.
Play, and you play
tic-tac-toe. Stop, don't go no further!
You play tic-tac-toe with them.
But anyways.
Tic-tac-toe.
So, yeah, we were wearing our rain ponchos. Shush. I got a troll t-shirt that day, I think. But anyways, yeah, it was really, really, the raindrops over there, it's like, the raindrops are like the size of this microphone. It's like, they're so big. Okay, they're not that big, but like, they're really big compared to over here. Like, it's probably raining as heavy as it was in Ireland, but because of the rain being so big, it just felt way worse, and it got huge puddles really fast.
Muddles of puddles.
Yeah, and you know, there was a few things. I got Anya her top hat there, in Hollywood Studios. Not much more apart from my caramel apple. There was a place that was mainly for villains. A shop. But pretty much for villains and stuff.
Candy apples are very villainous.
There was, well, because it was like the witch from Snow White with her apples. Sylvie got a toffee apple. I wanted to try a caramel apple because I keep on forgetting the difference between caramel, toffee, and fudge. And
fudge is chocolatey.
And
toffee is quite.
Fudge and toffee.
Caramel is kind of more liquid.
Fudge and toffee. Yes, fudge and toffee are quite nice. I don't like caramel, so. I like caramel chocolate, but I don't like caramel by itself.
You can have caramel by itself, but it'll be all sticky over your hands.
Oh no, it wasn't going. But like, so we got a. They're all on sticks. So we got a toffee apple. Have you ever had a toffee apple?
Oh, I've. Around Halloween, I would about consume 4 times my own body weight of toffee apple. Although apparently, if you consume half your body weight in less than 1 day, you would actually spontaneously combust.
What, set alight?
Yeah, you would just set alight from because you would have to eat so fast. I think you have to eat like something like 2 million beef burgers, not 2 million.
Your jaw just goes on fire. But like there was.
But that Slimer picture is really scaring the flicking blooby bloobs out of me.
But
he's just looking at me.
Sophie got a toffee apple. My dad got a caramel with nuts, and I got
apple.
Yeah, and I got a caramel apple, which was. Oh, it was absolutely horrible. And the caramel was really thick on it. And it was like...
What I don't like is when the apple inside isn't very nice.
And it was like, the apple was okay, but like...
Bad quality.
It was really like... And it was just horrible to eat. And I tried to like scrape the caramel away a bit and just eat the apple. But no.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
That's
not sarcasm.
It was...
Toffee apples are lovely. The toffee always looks really good.
Oh, my most fattening breakfast I had was at Wendy's.
Wendy's.
The fat... It was,
I was going to say a really bad word.
It was, what you call it?
The fat horse.
Okay.
I didn't say anything.
I know you said horse. What you call it?
No, that's not what I said.
They had a burger.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
Was it like one of those McDonald's ones?
There was, a burger? No. Burger, there was chips, which felt very fattening, and there was, even though they felt like the most healthy ones there, and I got an ice cream, you know, like a float, but it was barely a float, it was like ice cream in a cup with Coke poured down the side. It was a float that was made mostly... for ice cream and then a little bit of Coke. I really didn't want to order that. That tasted absolutely horrible. I just wanted to get
But
Coke.
You're meant to have ice cream... Oh, ice cream soda with them. Aren't you... you put ice cream
soda... No, you can get Coke. But like, ugh, Sophie actually it's quite nice. Sophie got lemonade, which was in its own little clear little thing, and I got my horrible thing. My dad got Coke. Oh my god! And it wasn't even, it was large, but it wasn't supersized. I fear to see what the supersized was.
Well, that's more like
The bottom was like this. This up to about here. Then it went out. Then like this up to about here. I know you can't. I know the people can't see this, but
Run
imagine
six.
Your television cut down into like a tube.
Now this is the thing. Watch.
That's
watch
a really bad example.
Because there's gonna be rich kids watching this or rich people, and they'll be like, well. Then it's only the size of a minor elephant. And then there's going to be me, who's a hobo, and it's going to be like,
think about
Jesus Christ, that's only as big as my little
think
finger now.
Think about, let's see, like a...
How big
a 26-inch TV. That 26-inch.
That's a big TV.
That's a big TV.
That's bigger than my TV.
I meant to say, like, a 12-inch TV. Okay, think about that, cut down. Why do we need to say TV? I don't know, but that's okay. So...
Could be a 12-inch sandwich.
Could be.
The big sandwich.
It's also a very big sandwich. But, I'm
sticking my head in the sandwiches.
Yeah. So, then the next few days was just really much the same. Universal Studios is pretty cool. Not much to say about that.
Got my hat there.
I saw Patrick. What?
You got my hat.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, where's it going? I've lost it.
It's oh, okay, I don't know.
I'll put it on, so okay. Everyone can imagine what I look like wearing a kind of cowboy-style top hat.
Yeah, so... I'm trying to cut this down as much as I can. Not much happened in Universal.
Oh, it's been half an hour.
It has been. So... There was a lot of damn rain, and then that ended. We saw a thing in, I think it was Universal? That was, like... a tornado simulator type thing. It had a Twister. It was called Twister. It's based off the movie Twister, which is actually kind of good. Although I don't really have an opinion of it now, because I saw it when I was really young. It was kind of a small...
Oh god, that's still there. Jesus Christ, better not lose. Better not play that.
Better not play the... Because Dovahkiin! Dovahkiin!
You will free us from Alduin! Because he did absolutely nothing wrong. He just summons dragons, but they're just angry. Because of how rude you are.
I don't like your dragons! I'm going to kill you!
Suck your soul! You can't fist or dodge dragons, really. They don't really get affected.
I know, I'm talking about the people who are angry at him for summoning dragons.
Yeah, I know, but you can't... When the dragons can use fist or dodge, when you use it, they kind of just look away for a second and come back.
It's like, how dare
It's like the mammoth.
You have insulted my family!
It's like dragon burp. Oh, how dare you! That's
very rude! It's basically just like a slap in the face to him. It's like, oh, you're in for it now.
It's a bit of a bitch slap.
Yeah. So... Okay, let's just get to the water parks. One of them, my favourite one, was the first one we went to. It was... I can't remember what it's called, but it was, Oh yeah, it was like, Winter, it was like Blizzard Beach. She's washing my windows.
Whoa.
And it's getting inside because they're not closed.
Well, I'll close them. Oh,
no,
fine.
I will, it's fine.
Ha ha! I am in the big chair. I am in the big chair. This is the Hobo's Fairy on podcast. Wait, I think we said my name.
No, oops.
I had a question. All people viewing this, did we say the Hobo's real name?
She's spraying up me deliberately.
Kiss me.
Okay.
I think I deserve the chair.
Yeah, you deserve the chair. You'll deserve the chair. You
I
just
deserve
the chair
because you're just
gonna bigger than mine.
You're just gonna kiss the microphone. So get away from my microphone, you son of a but anyways.
But he's so sexy.
There was Lazy River going
on.
But mainly you were supposed to get in hoops. Of course this was all outdoor. I never wanted to get in an outdoor. Actually, just before I say any of this, the water was so cold. It was just like
they
stepping
the
into like ice.
They cool the water on a hot day.
Yeah. which is every day in Florida. But like, oh my god, it was actually unbearably cold, but then we got used to it.
You really get used to everything. I thought you wouldn't be used to the cold. You've got strong Irish blood in you.
No, but like, usually water...
Unless you're using your dad.
Yeah, but remember, think about it, like, getting into the water, like the aquatic centre. It's the aquatic centre. You get into the water, and it's cold, but it's bearable. But like, over there, it's just like...
It's like that time when I was
I was in England
with Mom, and I was very young, and Mom said, that's the cold pool, now don't go near that because it's very cold and people have died by jumping into them to try and scare me. And I was like, oh, I'm sure it's
they
not
get frostbite.
And I jumped in and I swear I screamed so loud, and the worst part was it was like an aerobatic sensor. An aerobatic, so all the grandmas simultaneously in the time with the music just turn around to see what was going on, and I just go out and it's like, ah, it's so freaking cold. But, and I get kicked out of that English swimming pool.
But anyways, the ground as well in the swimming pools, okay, it was for grip, but it felt like we were just walking on a grater. It was really painful. Of course, it wasn't that bad, but like, it was like, you know, the wall at the playground in like our school, our old school, the way the walls under the prefabs, only not as bad as that, but it was kind of similar.
Remember when we had those contests who could scrape them the longest with their back, with their knuckles? Did we do that? Or was that just me and Katie?
Okay.
That was just
me
and Katie.
I didn't do that. I would
me
just
and Katie
be like,
just wanted to see who could do it the longest.
Excuse me? No.
She could do it the longest because eventually I'll stop bleeding.
Yeah. Because, you know, Katie is extremely firm with her skin and she's like, and then like her arm just degrades and she
like
just has like
hell.
To stump.
She sat on top of me today. It hurts so much.
But, okay.
You were right. She is very painful buttocks.
Let's not get into how we know that. No, she was sitting on me one day because she was sitting on my back because I had just like gotten on the floor and she was sat on my back and then it was very painful.
I fell over and she sat on top of me.
Let's move from Ireland to America. Yeah, I'd rather stop talking about Katie's buttocks.
Oh, let's not stop.
Oh god.
Let's turn this into some kind of creepy child.
Okay, shush.
The tape ended.
In the hoops. Me and Sophie and my dad were all in the hoops and stuff. I got out sometimes. Sometimes I fell out, cause you know you could. And it was pretty cool. There was like a cave at one point that you went through, and like water leaked on you, and that water was freezing too.
Like having a freezing.
And then
shower.
There was a house where this bear, crocodile actually, he was in a log cabin and he had a, oh no, it wasn't real, of course. You didn't even see the crocodile, but it said that there was a crocodile in it. And he had a cold, and he kept on sneezing out of his chimney for some reason. I don't know why he'd want to be sneezing out of this chimney. And the water came out on top of you, even though there wasn't much water. I never really got splashed. He's like, oh, I got the cold in my nose. That was the stupidest quote. I just had to point that one out. But at one point, this guy with ginger hair, you know, a biker beard that has like a mustache here and then it's like,
yeah,
that. Actually, he didn't have that. So he had a mustache a bit like going like that. He had a ginger beard, short ginger hair. To be honest, he was always smiling. Like, he had a very toothy smile. He had sunglasses on. He was very skinny and lanky. Honestly, he looked like a pedophilic Simon Pegg.
Who's Simon Pegg again?
Simon Pegg.
Oh, Simon Pegg's that really cool comedian.
Well, he's a comedian too, but he's in, like, Hot Fuzz and stuff.
Yeah.
And Shaun of the Dead.
I think he's one of the best actors, I know. And he's always with that same guy. I've forgotten the other guy's name. The guy who's always in it, but he always swears too much in those.
But he was smiling throughout the entire thing, and he was just like, he was holding on to his hoop and he was just like sitting down in it, and he was just like,
it's because he could see you just in your swimming shorts.
I was wearing SpongeBob ones,
and he could see like Sophie in like, I'm guessing, a swimming gown whatever she wore.
She had full body with the skirty type thing that she put on as well.
I don't know how people can go into swimming pools wearing speedos / bikinis. It's just hey, I'm in my speedos. I'm in my bikini. Which, I mean, Jesus Christ, bikinis do not cover enough.
I think they cover enough.
I think swimming as well. I think they'd be a bit awkward to swim in. I mean, I'm no woman, so I don't know what it's like to have.
I like. I mean, I know women.
Did you?
I like women.
Wait, you like women? Ew, you like women.
You like men.
No.
But anyways,
I like food.
There's they had a wave pool, but that one wasn't so interesting. The interesting one was in Typhoon Lagoon. Now, you know the aquatic center, how they have
the spinny.
They have like, what's the lazy river? I'm talking about the wave pool. It's like, yeah, there's like nice little waves. It's like woo.
There's always women, like old women with their kids going.
But like yeah, that was pretty much it. You know, they have nice little waves. They're not powerful. Every now and then in this wave pool, they had a 6-foot wave.
Jesus Christ. That's nearly as tall. Wait, I'm nearly that tall. Jesus Christ. I mean, that,
yeah, I know.
You're nearly that tall because you're like 2 inches taller than me.
Yeah, you? But like, it was so weird. It was just like, and it made this terrifying noise. We always did different stunts. I'd sometimes swim underneath it. I'd dive right into the break of the wave.
I could tell something about Grand Canarian diving under waves.
But the further away from it, the more powerful, of course, because you know that's how waves work. And it's like, right into you.
Well, all the little kids always stay at the shallow bits, so I'd love...
Yeah, no, but the red line was where it would start to take you back in. And I didn't go very far because it got really deep.
Well, that was one of those things in Gran Canaria, except it got really deep. It went to something like 4 meters down.
Yeah.
Now, that's very deep for a wave pool. And I went to 3.5 meters, and I have this problem because the water, clouds went over it. The water started getting dark. And
clouds?
In Gran Canaria, there's clouds going over the landscape.
Oh,
and the water wasn't bright anymore, so I was so freaking scared because I had pictures of dolphins and I thought it was a freaking shark. So I yelled, "Lifeguard!" No one heard me, luckily, because otherwise I'd be in so much trouble if the lifeguard come and pulled me out, wouldn't I? So yeah. I tried swimming back, and I swear, when the wave pushed me, it felt like a shark grabbed me, and it pulled me back out, and there's my stepdad had to come out and get me, because I was just being tossed around. And then the next day, well, it was the day before, we were actually at the sea, and the waves were really high, and it was really dark.
Yeah.
But that was with my stepdad, so I didn't care. But I jumped into this really tall wave, and I just got flipped over, and I did like a backflip, and I just landed on my face in the sand. This is like one of those comic moments. And like, oh, geez. As well, there's nudist beaches right beside it. So there was always, you'd always see the random nudist, especially men. And the men ones, what they'd do is they'd wear their shirt, but they wouldn't wear their underpants. Run past, like making sure that they kick their thing to make it look... wobble around as much as possible, and then the women would run past with their, you know, things off, and they'd just be running around, they'd be just splashing, they'd just wash in the ocean, so they'd just walk in and they'd just start, like, you know, washing their bits.
Ugh.
Then they'd walk off. They were like naturalists. I don't know how, Jesus Christ, I don't know how they all survived together.
Ugh, that's creepy.
I mean, but, just imagine,
so is the clouds.
Just imagine us waking up, like
and
on a
like
sleepover.
This naked person above you, like, how y'all doing?
Like, what if we just woke up and like the world was always nude, and like we're just having a sleepover.
The world is always nude.
We're just having a sleepover. When it's I like get up, I have
apocalypse.
To see you naked.
Oh.
I mean, I have to.
That's
see
not
you.
A very nice image.
And then you have to see me naked, which
no!
is really not nice. Because Jesus Christ, I'm not a very nice body.
Anyways, let's move on to a different subject. But clouds. Oh. Yeah. But no. I don't really like. Big things. Like, let's say you're in space. Sure.
Well, you're
space.
Quite tall yourself.
Space is be like, la 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 la. Yay, space. Then you go past, like, a flipping planet, and it's just like... Because the size of it. Like, imagine going past Jupiter at a close
Jesus
range.
Christ. You'd be like...
Oh, and you know, if Jupiter... If the planets were as close as they are on a map, like a map in the solar system... Jupiter would pretty much take up the entire sky. Which would be... I would just explode. I always explode. But anyways... it's the same with clouds. Like, I wouldn't want to be beside, like, a low-flying cloud. Especially the ones in America. Because... There was a load of storm clouds over there. And we saw lightning a lot of... Most of the days. The clouds were so tall. Because the storm clouds... We don't usually get them over here, and you never really see lightning over here, really. And because when there's this, when there's like really heavy rain, you never, it's never thunder and lightning, but this clouds are so tall. But I wouldn't like to be right beside one. I mean, in a plane, it's fine. But some of the turbulence we got were pretty bad. Like one time, we had to fly through a bit of a storm. We were very close to a storm, and the turbulence was pretty bad. But it wasn't the worst. I mean, it was the worst I've experienced, but I know it wasn't bad. Okay, I know what you're. I know. I instantly know what you're doing. I was wondering what you're doing on your phone there. But anyways, I'm not listening to me. So
I wasn't listening to.
There was.
I was doing this.
Always gotta have some crappy moment in the podcast. So there was we did different poses during the waves. Like I do a superhero pose sometimes. I do like Superman. It was really funny. And I'd be going through the one time. Me and Sophie did Titanic. You know when Jack is holding,
this is starting to sound really weird. You were sleeping in the same bed as her, and now you're holding her up in romantic fashions.
You know like in Titanic when they're going like this, Jack and Rose, and it's just like they're like this, I'm flying, Jack. She did that, and I let go instantly when the wave hit us, and I just had my eyes open under the water because there wasn't much chlorine in it. Well,
Plundorkin,
freaking
chlorine.
And my finger. Oh my god, that really hurt. Anyways, and I just saw Sophie, like, with her arms spread out, her legs slightly back, her hair ablaze backwards, and just going off into the distance under the water. It was really funny.
The thing is no one knows what Sophie really looks like. No one really knows what we look like either.
Well, they know what I look like.
No one looks what I look like. No one knows what my real name is. I think we said my name in this.
No, because I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have gone like, so you know. Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
That's my name.
Yeah. Oh no, I need to cut that out. But
we need to cut both that out.
I can't really think of anything more we did in the parks.
Can I just say one thing before we continue on America?
Yeah.
Can we tell everyone listening to this podcast what pirates used to call fish? Pirates
used to call fish.
Hairy willies.
Yeah, you could have said it.
Hairy willies. That's what pirates used to call fish.
That's just interesting. Anyway, let's move on. I saw two movies when I was over there. I saw Brave, which isn't out here yet. It comes out in August over here.
That's about Celtic things, isn't it?
No. No, it's not. It's not really about the Celts.
Oh, well, then, no, the Celts all fought Nuge. Oh, God, she's a woman as well. She's like a ginger woman.
Well, and she's supposed to be a princess, too. She's actually counted as a Disney princess now.
I don't like the new Disney princesses. They should all be drawn.
Yeah.
I don't like when they do them CGI. It's like
Well, Princess and the Frog, you know. But anyways, Brave was really good. The 3D over there is really weird. I don't know if it was just a certain cinema we were in. It was we went to something called AMC, but it had nothing to do with The Walking Dead or anything. It was AMC Cinemas. We went to Downtown Disney, which is just it's only a thing that anybody can go to. It's like shopping, pretty much.
Downtown Disney, we're taking you Downtown Disney.
There's a lot of Irish stuff over there, actually. There was like Irish shops. Stop slapping your leg. In Universal, there was an Irish shop, and you know everything was so stereotypical. Then like, there was an Irish pub, an Irish shop in
There's an Irish pub in nearly every country in the world.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is. And they had nothing else. They had nothing like Spain. They had nothing like a Spanish pizzeria or anything. Just that Irish stuff.
Spanish pizzeria. Mexican pizza.
Oh, what the
hell? No, I just said Mexican.
Italian. Damn Italian.
It. I just burned someone to burn myself.
Oh. Italian.
Jeez. Next we'll be saying, oh, I got some Swedish chocolates. Belgian chocolates. Yeah. I got some.
Anyway.
I got some.
What the fuck are you talking about? The Native American may talk. Chucky. They find Chucky Bean, then go,
that's a very nice Chucky Bean.
And they touch hot chocolate. Like, that's a very nice hot chocolate.
It's a very nice Chucky Bean you've got there.
Be a shame if I were to drink it.
And then it caused a gastric gastric problem inside the creeper, and they went around exploding on people.
Poor little guy. But anyways,
he was very angry. He just needed a fall. That's what's happening.
But yeah, I saw Brave. That was good. The 3D over there is really weird. One of the lenses is the left lens is really really dark,
and the light one, the other one, would be really bright.
Yeah,
it's to even out colors.
But yeah, no, but they don't do that over here. And like, but for some reason, before you saw the movie, they were like that. Through the ads that weren't 3D, they were like that. When they went 3D, they were fine. They didn't have the dark one. And when we left the cinema, the left one wasn't dark anymore. It was like, what kind of witchcraft is this? It was so weird. So, the day that Spider-Man came out, we saw that too. That was good.
I don't like how they're not using the same guy they used to use.
Well,
I liked him.
The reason they're not is because
he's an old
the director, no, the director left the project, I think, or fired, I don't know. And
you pushed your nose
and
up.
He liked the
oh, sorry, I've got a problem. You kind of pushed your nose up there. Can you put it back down again? Really, free eye. Thank you, because I can't stand it otherwise.
Okay. So it's like when I used to spin. I used to spin back. Cause
yeah.
I didn't. But anyways, there was. Yeah, that was good. But the I think the guy who played Spider-Man liked the director, so he left. It's just like somebody in The Walking Dead
yeah.
who dies.
But you can't mention him.
I'm not going to mention him.
It. I'm still watching it.
Yeah, you've seen the first episode.
I've
so
seen
far.
The first episode, and I was like breathing like a flipping
yeah,
hippo having
I think,
birth.
Do you still have a phobia of zombies?
Well, it's a phobia. It's not going to go.
I
don't
true.
Think... Can you get rid of a medical
I
phobia?
I think you can.
Post in the log!
But anyways,
can you get rid of
most of the days we got Denny's. It's like this place that does good breakfast in America. Oh, I got sick of it. It was pancakes, bacon. This is what I had: pancakes, bacon, eggs, sunny side up, as I call them. One time I got over easy, which is you know the way, like down. Leave, Sophie.
We don't have time for you. You've just. Disappeared into the pool, apparently. We can't talk to you right now. Sorry. I don't like saying that to house guests. To or house owners. Sorry about that.
But anyways.
The lady who disappeared into the water came back to haunt us.
Ah, I fell over. There was... Yeah, we got Denny's a lot, but... Oh, I got sick of it. We had IHOP one day, which is basically the same. Ugh. There was some cool McDonald's over there. Like, they had really cool cups. They weren't made of, like, cardboard, like, over here. They were made of, like, plastic. And they had really thick straws. I don't know what that was. Oh, but over in America, they just feel the need to, like, put, like... Most of the cup will be filled with ice, and then the rest is drink. No, when I say large Coke, I want a large, mostly Coke, some ice. Like, over here, they only put, like, one other layer of ice. But, like, over there, it's just, like, the majority of the cup. Ugh,
the idea is when you drink it, the ice melts and it refills it, so you don't buy more. Well, no.
No.
It's a bad idea, that's so you don't buy more. You should have it so you buy more.
Yeah, but, like...
I don't like ice in my drinks.
You'd want ice over there. But not as much ice as they put in. It was cold. It was cold, but... Seriously... You needed less ice than that. It was just too much.
So, I had a question.
What did they use over there? Celsius or Fahrenheit?
All I know is it was 97 degrees one day.
97 degrees, which is... Yeah, that's basically the same temperature as over in America. That's Fahrenheit, by the way.
All right.
Because if it was that in Celsius, we'd be dead.
It's 97 degrees! I'm melting, man! I'm melting!
So
I'm not doing this
because that's
accent,
very close
nice.
To boiling point.
It feels really nice.
Well, you'd die very fast anyway. Well, because like you'd
cook.
Cooked
human bacon.
One time in Universal Studios, Sophie, we were just walking along, and
Sophie got swept away by an animatronic water fill.
My dad was walking along, then he just felt this hot liquid all over one of his sides. He was like, ugh! And he thought it was like hot water, but then he looked, and there was red stuff all over him. And Sophie was like, oh my god, that's disgusting! And her foot was really, really red. She'd stood on a ketchup packet, and she hates ketchup. And it would have been lying on the ground, so it was like boiling. And like, they got completely covered. I didn't get a single mark on me.
Wait, what, you telling me like a little Heinz ketchup packet like contains a planetarium of ketchup?
No, like don't my step dad. On that thing! My dad got like ketchup up one side, like some splashes, and his like nice white t-shirt, nice shirt, and he
looks like he's been hit by a car.
Sophie got it all over her like her flip flops, but
oh, even worse because it might get in between the toes, and when next time she steps, it kind of.
Okay. But anyways,
I don't know why I was whispering. I kind of ran out of breath.
We never saw a tornado or anything, which is lucky. But I can't really think of much else. Apart from the planes, back. Anything much else? Oh, my dad decided to take a picture of like every flipping thing. And so we wanted to get a picture with every single character. There was some pictures I wasn't in. But one time we had to queue up for, like, Tinkerbell and all them. It was like a 40-minute wait. Might as well get into the picture because we had waited so long. It said that it's, like, Tinkerbell and, like, her friends, like, all these different fairies. And they were all the new ones from the CGI things. But there was only two fairies in there. And we had waited 40 frickin' minutes. And about three, four pictures, because my dad takes, like, loads of pictures, of, like, this one thing. And, it was not worth it.
My dad always takes five, and then he'll go, one more just for luck. You know what, that luck wasn't good enough.
So
we ended up taking seven pictures of everything.
Yeah, it was... Ugh. So that was that. That's that business out of the way. I'd hate to be the people in the costumes.
But because I was just thinking, you know what I thought you were going to say there? You were going to get up to the thing after 40 minutes and Tinkerbell in this really deep gruff voice and go, hey, my shift's over, wait half an hour, another Tinkerbell will come and Tinkerbell you up. Well, they're just people in costumes. I mean, I'd hate to be a little child and find that hot weight.
I wonder if they have, like, air conditioning in their suits.
Like Goofy's nose is air conditioning.
Yeah, it might as well be. It's big enough. So like,
like one day he sneezes and most like, embarrassing an thing. Hits you in the face.
Most embarrassing thing that I've ever done. When we got the
you
picture,
kissed your sister.
Oh no. It was we got a picture with Buzz Lightyear. Yada yada yada. Woody and Jessie. Camera person. Made me flex. Go like this. With Jesse, and I was like, no. And I was like, oh, come on, I know you have them. I didn't, like, do anything. I just put up my arms like that. And Jesse held on to one of my arms like this. And, oh, I just said, just don't put that on Facebook. Just don't. And it's on Facebook automatically because of Disneyland, because that person had a camera too. They automatically go up to Facebook with the picture pass or whatever. Oh. But anyways,
Jesus Christ, there's a lot of pictures on Facebook.
So
why don't you Facebook and read?
Horrible. I don't really have anything to say about Epcot, apart from those one that was hosted by Ellen. Oh my god, how could I forget? Oh, an Epcot.
What's Epcot?
Epcot is, I can't remember what it stands for, but that's another Disneyland thing.
It smells like mangoes, isn't it?
Epcot was like absolutely cool. There was no fast rides there. It was all the slow. It was all about the future. And there was Finding Nemo the musical. It was actually, okay, Finding Nemo is a good movie, don't get me wrong, but they should not have made that musical. It was like, he's going all the way across the ocean for you. That's not my dad. I was like, oh my god, this is actually painful to watch. And there's like people holding the fish up, like above their heads, like, oh, it just be fish. But they're also on sticks or something, because there was one part where they just like let them go and then they went swimming up. Why even have the people then? If you could just use sticks. But anyways. So, the worst water park we went to was the Universal one, Wet and Wild. Then it was...
because it was literally a bear that had just had a shower. Yes, it was. You open it and the bear's like, "Oh, you want to have a shower?" And it punches you in the face.
There was, oh, there's something I have to actually say in a minute. It was pretty bad. They had a, what to call this? A wave pool, but it was awful. It was just like, outdoor. The water was ever so slightly salty. It was like, it was almost as if it was barely, the salt was barely there, but there was definitely some sort of salt in it, because it had this weird taste. Because, you know, sometimes you can accidentally get some in your mouth from a swimming pool. But, like, it's kind of gross. it didn't have such a painful floor. It also had a, well, actually, it didn't have a painful floor at all. It had a lazy river, too, but there was only, like, 3 hoops in it, whereas in Disneyland, there was, like, 50 bajillion hoops to spare. But there was only, like, 5 hoops, because you had to rent your own hoop, which is stupid. And it was a really small, lazy river, so it wasn't worth it. And then there was the only slide we went on was, called Storm or something. Basically, you, went out of the, like, a tube into, like, a toilet bowl type thing. I've been on one of these before, but, usually they have hoops, but this one didn't. It was just you going around.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I hit your back so much.
Actually, didn't. And then you come out the bottom. There's no tube. You just go right out into a pool.
What if you're doing this, like, and everyone just watches you explode?
No, no. Well, yeah, you could. You could do that on any slide. Because you're supposed to cross your arms. In Disneyland, on the slides, you're supposed to cross your arms and cross your ankles. In the Universal, cross your ankles and put your hands over your ears. I don't know.
It's because all the people screaming and swearing as they fall to their death.
I don't know why that... But the most painful slides were in the... We didn't try the ones that were in Universal. Because there was one that you were standing in, like, a little tube. Then the floor just opened. And then you went onto the slide like that. But that just sounds horrible.
Don't diss it till you try it.
Oh, it just sounds absolutely... No, because we tried something similar in Disneyland. The floor didn't open under you, but it was basically like this. It was like straight. It was like this little tiny little straight bit, and you just went straight down. Mm. And you just went shoo. And then it went like that. Oh my god, I thought I had a bruise on my buttocks. It was just like, and so did Sophie and my dad. We could barely walk. It was just like, at the end. Felt like I had been shot by like, rubber balls.
Jesus Christ.
It was like, oh. Same with the other one, which was like this. It was like, boingy, 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 boingy. Slide. There was some fun hoop ones. They're not, I don't really need to mention them. Yeah.
You can tell something embarrassing happened then, because he doesn't want to mention them. Like, but, we all know that probably, like, his dad landed on his face and he got a severe nosebleed. And literally when he yells, "Oh God, I've got a nosebleed," he just said it in a funny accent. So it was like,
"Oh, I got a nosebleed." There was actually one pilot who sounded like this. "We are going to be taking off soon." I don't know what it is with the microphones, but it makes them sound like they're holding their noses. So, the one thing, I know an ad off by heart. We heard it every single day, at least 3 times. It's a Kia ad.
IKEA?
No, Kia. You know the cars? Kia? K-I-A? Well, type of car. So, this is only going to be playing in Orlando. Okay, I can phrase this ad perfectly. I know it off by heart.
The American...
"Boy, I'm glad to be sitting here by the pool instead of on the campaign trail like those other guys. Yes, pretty relaxing, but what are you going to do now?" "Well, I know what you're going to do. You're gonna trade in that old car of yours to Orlando Kia, and they're going to give you $5,000 off any new Kia in stock. $5,000 off? Shoot, I'm going to Orlando Kia right now.
What you gonna do?
Bill, it's time to host the bikini contest. Well, I gotta go. Of course, I couldn't memorize this. This is like one of those guys speaking really fast. Then the little girl.
We wanna see you in a Kia.
Orlando Kia.
That was like, it. That was it.
For a small period of time, I could sing nearly every single one.
Oh,
of the
and also when he said shoot, it didn't say like sound like he said shoot. I was gonna say that much. It's like shoot.
It's probably what those things were saying on that game we were playing earlier as they fell down in like your spaceship. While we played a song in the background,
we got a picture taken because over the period of time we got a good bit of Dunkin' Donuts. In the end, we had like six boxes of it. Six boxes of Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm quite hungry now.
It was basically just, you know, the way they have like boxes of donuts over there. That's what it was like. Only you could get your own donuts in it.
Could you dunk them in and stuff?
Oh no. I'm pretty sure you could get some Dunkin' stuff. I think it's just called Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, they probably dink it.
I usually got Minute Maid, which is some orange juice. One day I got this chocolate milk called True Moo. It was awful. Tasted like it was milk. It's chocolate milk. It was just like wheat thrown in. It was actually disgusting.
It was probably a True Moo sounds a bit like it's not milk. It sounds
True
like
Moo.
Someone squeezed a cow's bum. They got True Moo.
I just understood what you meant by that.
They got True
Moo. But anyways.
And they mixed it a little because it was a bit.
And big. I have a picture of the of all the what you call it, boxes of Dunkin' Donuts on me. And I just have the cup of Coke from McDonald's in my hand. They're all just on top of me, like somewhere on the bed, like somewhere turned upside down. And I'm just like lying down. I look like I'm asleep on the bed. Yeah, I wish I still had a donut left. But one day I just couldn't eat any more donuts, and I just left one or two in the box. So when we came back, because of how hot cars get, they were cooked. More than they were. They were crispy. It was like, oh my god, this is weird. Not only in Ireland, like, when we got back, the car wasn't even as hot as it was when we had, just for like 5 minutes, going into Dunkin' Donuts and coming back. The car was boiling, and it was like, ugh.
In Ireland, it rarely gets that hot, though. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Even on those hot states, it's like,
it was like,
for cars to be nice.
I mean, it was like, ugh. It was, in Ireland, it was just like room temperature, which it isn't usually in a car. Like, it was just a bit hotter than room temperature. Like,
yeah. It's not very hot in this country.
No.
I mean, if
it's actually quiet when we got back.
Do you know what? I bet a lot of the video people who watch these videos are probably American, because there's not many Irish people who do Let's Plays and podcasts.
I suppose. But, yeah. So that's pretty much all I have to say about being
like
in America.
Podcasts and stuff
without
like
getting
that.
Into extreme detail. Like, I didn't
want to. Without getting into extreme detail, this is an Irish podcast. Can all Americans watch this just so we can have some viewers, please? Ha, thank you. I have an Irish accent. Coming from the guy with the English accent.
There was actually something really cool that I saw in one of the electronic stores. It was like this like thing that went up to your face that you put on your eyes, and it was like a screen. So, and you could game with it. But there was a movie playing on the PlayStation. It was like an Owl movie. What's that new Owl movie that came out? I can't remember.
Owl?
Yeah, it has elves in it. It's like, and they're all like warriors or something. Guardians or something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It is a movie though, but
owls.
Yeah, I know.
It's killing each.
No, they're not killing each other. I don't think, but it is pretty stupid. I don't know. It's by the makers of Happy Feet.
Oh, even worse.
It actually looks better than Happy Feet though.
I hated Happy Feet.
Yeah, I thought the first one was okay.
I hated.
I didn't go to see the second one though.
I never saw the second, but I hated the first one.
Yeah, but anyways.
And Aaron loved it. That was worse because he always watched it before bed. Oh. And I have to share a room with him.
But you know, Aaron the dog, yeah. So
he sleeps on my lap, and he always like abuses my now gone computer to watch Happy Feet, and he would be just there. He's a ginger dog. He's a ginger dog. He's like and he's just there. And then he'll fart from happiness in my face. From happiness in my face, and I'll be like, oh, damn. I won't be able to sleep.
But anyways, yeah.
He's not house-trained.
So, Yeah, and you were able to game with it, so it was like, and had, like, kind of headphone-like things at the side. So, that looked pretty cool. I'd get one of those, actually. But anyways, there was also, like, a weird, like, camera. Something, it was like a telescope. I don't know what it was. It was stupid, though. It was really bad quality. Even though it said HD, it was really terrible quality. So anyway, I think that's enough. That's how much I need to say about America. Now for the plane ride back. Okay, we got American Express both times. Oh, by the way, to get to New York to... Oh, yeah, I already said 2.5 hours. This time we have to go from Florida to Chicago. And Chicago is way hotter than Florida. It's not even funny. So this is hotter than Gran Canaria too.
Lord above.
It's over 100 Fahrenheit.
One day in Gran Canaria, it was something like... Apparently, I didn't believe my stepdad, but he said it was 180.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't be 180.
I mean, I was like, nah, that can't be possible. We burn. And he'd be like, no, it's 180. Except he doesn't talk. What does my stepdad even sound like? I can't do his accent. He's like, alright. He doesn't speak much, does he? Alright.
Kind of high-pitched.
Alright!
Oh, no. No, it's just more in the high-pitched side. But anyways.
Alright, geez. That's like his accent. He's from... Can anyone do a kind of really weird Newcastle accent here?
Here?
Yeah. I'm talking to Gromit.
But anyways, we got on the plane, we just flew over to Chicago, it wasn't much of a flight, it was, alright. No in-flight entertainment, of course, it was only a short flight anyway. It was like 3 hours. I could bear it, because I had the podcast. I actually listened to a bit of our one. Just for, like...
A bit of arguing.
No, I listened to our podcast for a bit. I just wanted to hear what it was. Just for, you know what I mean? Like, I listened to the one with, the seal. No, the walrus or something.
Arnold the Walrus.
Yeah, I listened to that one.
That was my favorite so far.
I just wanted to hear it, because I never listen to them. I just usually make them, and I just... but anyways, I listened to that for a bit, then I just listened to more Yogpod. But, yeah, and I listened to some music. On the plane back, oh, it was the worst flight of all. This one was like British Airways, only it was smaller. They didn't have the touchscreen things. The screens were really far off, and you didn't get to choose what you watched.
Yeah, that's what it was like to Gran Canaria.
You could choose what you listened to. On the thingy, like, you would watch the movie with the sound, or you could choose some radio stations. Upstairs or something in first class, you're able to have more things like sleep. That was one thing, like sleepy music. But anyways, that one was like 7 hours long too. So the exact same length, only it felt 2 times as long because I was so bored. Got to listen to the Yogpod for a little bit because my iPod ran out of battery because I'd been testing out my new headphones a lot. And then my iPod ran out of battery. I couldn't listen to it anymore. And this is where I get into my conversation about my iPod. Plane food is horrible. So...
I like it.
Oh, no. No, seriously. The pasta I had on British Airways was just...
I liked the pasta. The only thing
you
was...
You get British Airways?
Yeah.
Was it like pasta and it had like cheese and sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, it was cold. That was...
I ate it. Do you know what I didn't like? Have you tried their peas? Their peas are like stone.
Okay. But I think, most plain food is absolutely just disgusting. I didn't get to try my chocolate thing that I got on British Airways. But oh well. No, well, actually, it wasn't British Airways. It was American Airlines. I put my iPod on the tray for my food. Just at the bottom right, because, you know, I wanted to just put it somewhere. I could put it in my pocket easily, but I just wanted to pick it up again. My iPod's really small. It's an iPod Nano Touch. So, when I gave this iPod... when I gave the iPod to the person with the bins... Oh, I mean the tray. And I gave the tray up, you know, with all my food on it that I didn't eat. There you go. Then I just sat there and listened to my, to the, thing. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna listen to my, I realised I had left it on the tray, and now it was currently in one of the bins. of the you know, the wheelie things that they go. And then I knew who took my thing, luckily. So I was like, I'm sorry, but I kind of left a belonging of mine on the tray, and now it might be in the bin. And she said, what was it you left? An iPod. And one of the guys just laughed, and I was like, and
it's probably laughing, because in America they have much better things.
No, really, it was... Oh, speaking of laughing Americans, they laugh way too much in the cinema. No offense, but, like, it was, like, at one point, in Spider-Man, it was like, you don't really have her on your computer, do you? Have me on your computer, do you? And then everybody is just like, everybody burst into laughter.
Well, that's probably why, because when you ever go to see an American comedy and you're just watching it, and every now and again you see a little thing and it makes you
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
they must
that's
they
everybody...
must be like this in American comedies.
But anyway, so but over here, like, sometimes, like, little toddlers will go like at a movie, but like no adults or anything will go and then effing hell, like somebody said, and like but they just laugh way too much. No offense, there's nothing wrong with laughing, but like I'd like to hear the movie. I'm just happy there wasn't a laugh track on any movies.
Oh, jeez. Do you think those American comedies that had the laugh tracks?
Hopefully not. That I would just kill myself with the laughing in the audience and then the laughing on the screen. Well, at least they'd be taking up the same time.
Unless they just ran their faces funny. If one guy
it's like,
really ugly.
This entire movie was recorded in front of a live audience, and then like somebody dies in real life because it was live. So, but anyway, and they couldn't screw up once, then they have to do it all over again. But anyways,
like one person goes,
she let me search around in the bin, with gloves on, then I took her torch, and I finally found it, like, after touching people's, like, warm food, and all over people's stuff. Didn't smell very nice in there, it smelled like plain food, not actually garbage, it smelled like plain food. And I got my iPod back, had a few little, like, pasta bits, flicked them off, I cleaned it.
Flicked them onto Lane's face.
I found it, thank you. And I got back, and I kind of just gave this, like, I'm such an idiot face to the guy who had laughed behind me. Don't know if I should have done that, but I did. It was kind of like, I kind of, like, put my eyes up to heaven, like, and did, like, a weird smile.
Like this!
Well, nobody can see that.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was getting kind of awkward there. But the two in-flight movies were awful.
What were they?
The first one was, you know that new movie, Journey 2, The Forbidden Island or something?
No.
The Lost Island, it was predictable. Just like Ice Age 4, which I saw today, actually. It was awful. I'm happy I didn't see it in the cinema. It was just as bad as I thought it would be. And what's horrible is, oh, now I've actually forgotten his name. The butler. Oh, how have I forgotten his name? In Batman, the guy who played him in The Dark Knight. I can't believe I forgot his name. Just
Alfred.
Remember. Alfred, that's it.
We used to call him Butley. Butley, the butler.
He's in that, which is kind of a disgrace. But anyways, and then another bad movie, Real Steel. Which
that's
is like,
about robot punchy guys, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and then the kid teaches them how to dance too. Terrible. Yeah. And
when
then they show TV shows.
People.
Then they had TV shows. Then I just listened to Sophie's iPod with her and stuff, and try to get to sleep. Sophie a lot, actually.
I always wondered what American TV shows would be like.
Would be like.
I mean, I would imagine they'd be quite cheesy.
Because
I've only seen I've only seen a couple of American, truly American things. Like when Joy came back from America, he recorded a lot of the accents.
Yeah.
He instead of bottle collecting or like Coca-Cola or stamp collecting, he collected accents apparently in his mind. But he actually brought a recorder to America so he could record the accents. And I used to think these people was what the voices of like sick people, because they had such weird voices.
Like,
oh no, it was like this. It was like this, hello? Hello?
Oh, but,
what would you like?
Something
you
I didn't...
like large fries?
Something I didn't say. We never went outside in Chicago. We just stayed in the airport. Apparently, that's one of the busiest airports going in and out. It was a really bad airport. It had, like, 5 shops. A lot of restaurants, though. But it was really bad compared to the other ones. I mean, the other ones, you had stuff to entertain you. But you didn't really in this one. I'll just go on. Getting off the plane to Chicago, you know that tiny little crack in between the plane and the little tube that leads to the plane?
Mm.
This wasn't because we were by a plane. This didn't happen with any others. It literally felt like... Do you remember the way the other one felt like I was standing behind a car exhaust?
Mm.
This one felt like I was behind a jet exhaust. It was like... I felt like I just got sunburnt instantly by just standing in that. And I was already sunburnt on my shoulders, mainly from the water parks. I got really badly sunburnt and my skin was peeling on my shoulders.
Oh, that happened to me in Gran Canaria. It was terrible.
Yeah, it's awful. But it's stopped now. But like... And then, going back to Ireland, it was all really refreshing, getting out nice, cool air.
And
it was 9 degrees out.
You know what the best thing about coming back to Ireland is?
Not Fahrenheit, that would be extremely cold in Fahrenheit. In Celsius, 9 degrees, which is about 50-something degrees in Fahrenheit.
But, no, do you know what the thing would be good, though? Is that it wouldn't work for me, of course, because, you know, I would imagine everyone to have the same... If I was to go somewhere where everyone sounded like me, it'd be England.
Yeah.
But the best part about coming home or going to a country, certain countries, or coming home from a country, is that you always get to hear the same accent. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a nice feeling. Not hearing
I'm happy
I
didn't
accent.
Pick up the American accent.
Some people go for weekends, like, and they come back. How you doing, y'all? I got a burger and fries, and I came back.
But
the fries contained American oleum.
A lot of the times, me and Sophie spend a lot of time in lines trying to master our secret handshake. And we did it for the last time in America, did it for the last time in, like, Florida and stuff, which is, you know, in America, but, like, first time in Ireland and stuff, not first time in Ireland, but, you know, first
yeah, when
time
you
doing
were
our secret handshake.
As soon as you were born, like, you were born twins, and, like, are they girls and boys? Oh, I think they're gonna check for each other.
Well, that'd be kind of weird, because then Sylvia would be in the hospital for 2 years.
And your mom's just sitting there for 2 years. I know I've got another one coming. I know it.
And it's like, Dew! And so we just go flying off the bed. Apparently, I'd have sort of shot out. Apparently,
that's what mom says to what happened to my dog, my mommy. That's what she said happened to my dog.
But anyway,
she gave birth to him.
Yes. But anyways,
my dad's a werewolf.
But so.
I thought you didn't like that song.
That's Crazy Frog. I don't like that song's a great. But anyways.
Axelef. Is that
what?
Is that the name of the song? Axelef.
I don't know, but it's in a Mall Cop movie. We saw Mall Cop, actually. Which is funny. And he was on Segway. He was on a Segway.
I saw that movie.
Yeah. But Mall Cops do have Segways. And he wasn't actually fat, though. We counted 310 fat people. Well, there was more than that, but, like, fat people that had their walk affected. That was the list. 310.
So they walked
fat. I want to see how long it's going to take for us to count 310 fat people with their walk affected over here. I noticed how plain Liffey Valley is. It's very squished compared to American malls, and it's also very, very white.
Do you like my hat?
No. Nobody can see you, stop!
No, I was just talking to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't care less about the 4 people that watch this thing. No, I don't. I love you.
Well,
I think that's nearing the end of the podcast.
That's nearing the end
unless
of the podcast.
Unless we want to talk about my adventures in Cork.
Oh, also, when I got home, I got time to, like, give Katie and Anya something. You had already gone.
I'd already gone to the country. Called Cork. No, that's
no,
Ireland.
You went there for a week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. He had already gone to Cork for a week. Anya had gone to Leitrim for a week. I think Katie went to Wexford for a week. Leaving
so
me. All by my lunch. You all left me.
Well, that's because you left me. You left me for 2 weeks, and I was like...
When's this plane going to go over my head and drop a bomb?
Yeah, can I... Will I talk about my adventures in... Not that.
Yeah, go on.
Well, okay. It took... it was a 2.5-hour drive down to Cork. We had a meal along the way. It was a nice meal.
Sorry, I was just popping a cork.
Now, it was a bit weird on that meal, because when I was sitting down eating my fish and chips, it was a proper meal. It wasn't like... It was breaded fish. They wouldn't call it fish and chips. It was called breaded fish with homemade chips made from rooster potatoes. I forgot what the actual name of the potato was. But there was this old man with glasses, and every time the certain maid who walked past, who happened to have a nicer body than the other maids, he'd look at around her rear end, around her flanks, and he'd just be staring there forever. And, like, she'd just sit there, and she'd be writing down something, and he'd just be there. He licked his lips at one point. I was just so scared. And I couldn't look in that direction, because she stayed there for, like, 15 minutes writing, and he's staring at it for the entire time while eating and stuff.
Like...
So,
wait, who is this again?
What?
Who is this again?
It's just an old man. My dad was like, what's he staring at? And he's like, my dad's a bit of a pervert as well, because he's like, oh, that's a nice problem. Then he turned around again, so he's a bit weird. Not my stepdad.
Oh?
Hello? Oh, talking about stepdads, here's my stepdad. Hello? 10:30, right, oh. In. So come home at 10:10. Alright.
Okay. This is awkward.
Okay. I bet I can.
He's a dog to do wisdom.
Okay. well, we're gonna end it anyway. Just if you... Oh, something's gonna play!
Oh, Jesus, no! What is it?
What the hell is this? Oh, God, turn it off! Okay, just two strums of guitar. That's fine. Okay. So...
Oh, yeah. Go on with your cork.
So, when we got to the hotel...
You're trying to get something in Google. Okay.
Basically, when we were in... We got to the West Lodge Hotel. The lady's like, oh, how long are you staying? And we were like,
oh, hello! Would you like some chocolate?
It was really scary. Because when we got there, she was like, oh, hello, Anthony, hello, Ocean, hello, Bearings. We'd been there 5 years.
You
just years.
Said your name!
Flip! Flip! Flippity flip flip! Oh, what time is it? It's 8:28:10. So we'll remove that. Okay.
Okay, about 1:28:10.
Three.
Oh, I'll make a note of that. We were going. We were doing so good. 1:28:10. Nope. 10.
Around that area.
Ah.
Okay, you may have noticed a cut.
No. I'll just beep it. It's fine.
Oh. Hey. Well. Yeah. We kind of said my name by accident there.
Yeah, I think they heard us complaining, like, oh, no.
But the lady was like, oh, hello, little hobo.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. And she brought me to our rooms, and she was like, here's your room. And we were like, oh, thanks. And we went inside. We got ready. Then we went down to the pool. And now, the thing was, there was this problem in the pool. Now, either it's just me, or a lot of the people down in Cork, like, looking at women's flanks.
Yes.
Because there was another case where a woman wearing just a bikini and a very small under-bikini, what would them name for the, like, part that goes around their flank and their other regions that I shall not name? That would be just called niggas, wouldn't it? What part of a bikini is
that? Okay, just go on.
Yeah, he was looking at the rear end of that for a very long time, yet again.
You really need to be going into this.
Yes, but no, then we enjoyed a nice swim, and then we went back, and we had tea.
Was this an outdoor pool?
No, it was indoor.
Okay, because I was like, yeah, I wouldn't like to go on an outdoor pool over here. Cold.
No, and, yeah, there's a nice pool, because there's a nice giant fish, ceramic fish, that spores water on people.
But that's anyway, something I need to mention after you're done.
But anyway, we went into the restaurant, that fish, I had pork, the dog had a had very fancy dog food. He had sausage and mash. We didn't like it. So the next morning we had breakfast. It was tasty. It was breakfast. It was sausages. We like sausages because sausages are nice. Then, in my best trousers, I go into the park to play
in
with Aaron.
In my best trousers?
To play with Aaron. I fall over and my... Someone had obviously rubbed coal on the floor or something. Because I get back up and my best trousers have got a big black streak down them. And I'm just like, oh! I mean, these are my best trousers. These trousers...
The ears explode.
Like, these are my, like, only trousers that don't have cuts all over them. Mm. I mean, they're not like those, my shorts that are just basically trousers with missing loads.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, and the dog ate the rest. The dog ate all my sweets. They fell out my pocket and he ate them. And, then we went...
A sweet tooth.
Then we went to, Bria's house. And we slept out. Now, this is the weird thing that happened. It's the only real interesting thing that happened.
Yeah.
Besides another thing that happened with cupcakes. We, on the second night...
Aside from another thing that happened with cupcakes.
The thing that happened is, we were sleeping out. Me, Lindy, and Aaron. Lindy happens to be his daughter. Now, I didn't know this, but Lindy obviously had some form of attraction to me.
Wait, did you just say you were sneaking out?
Sleeping out.
Oh.
Lindy obviously had some form of attraction with me, or mistakes me for a teddy.
Oh.
Because while we were sleeping, she got very close to me and she hugged me.
Oh.
And I was very scared.
Wait, who was this?
Lindy.
She part of your family?
No.
Oh.
What's the thing?
Yeah. Wait, then why are you saying...
And she always did blame me on
Pluto.
Why are you
saying that there was... Were they sharing a hotel with you?
No. This was outside. We were staying at their house for a little.
I wasn't gonna do it.
Oh, come on, scare the viewers.
Viewers, you're all gonna die!
Popgun!
I just shot you as a popgun.
Anyway, it's gone. But yeah, she started hugging me, and the first time I thought I'd be polite, and I'd just take her arms out and push her all back. Mm-hmm. Instantly, she crawls back. And the worst part is she tried different every time, because for a certain period of time, she was
every
holding my back.
And then she got lower.
No, she was holding my back, and I just pushed her off again. So I tried, what happens if I do this? And she turned onto her back, expecting me to hug her.
Ugh.
Then she turned onto her back. This is the scary bit. I covered my face because it's midges.
Yeah.
I took off my face and she was looking at me.
Oh, God.
She was looking at me and I didn't know if she slept with her eyes open or something.
Yeah.
I got up. I was covering my mouth so no one could hear me sweat. But that
nobody could hear you sweat. How loudly do you sweat?
Do you want to hear? Trickle, 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 trickle.
It's like, every time a sweat, like, droplet comes out, it's like... It's just like...
Give me that. This is what it's like.
Okay. I think we get the gist.
Yeah. And, it was very, very creepy. And then the next day when we were all playing Cluedo, she always blamed me for the murderer.
It's just like...
And she followed me everywhere. She followed me
It's like you get murdered and it's like you commit suicide. That's the only explanation. Nobody could have done it. Nobody is this bad. NOBODY!
And whenever Tandy tried talking to me, she got very angry. But this just might be my normal paranoia about people, like, having a slight... I don't know how people could be attracted to me. I mean, I'm like a horrible man with a big beard that's purple, that's full of milk. Do you remember
Sour
that?
Sour milk, yeah.
Do you, feel, do you remember that from ages ago, Luke?
Squeezing out milk from your beard.
Into mugs, and then I drink it.
Have like a little bit of purple hair in there. Anyways, go on.
But yeah, and the other thing that happened with cupcakes is I got this banoffee cupcake.
Banoffee.
And it was amazing. But the lady didn't tell me it was actually full of toffee.
That's what banoffee is.
Yeah, I know, but the cupcake. You wouldn't expect the banoffee cupcake to be full of toffee.
Oh, right.
I bit it, I got, I didn't know this, but I got toffee on my nose as if I had Hitler moustache and ginger Hitler moustache.
Oh, God.
And I was walking around the place in this ginger Hitler moustache, and everyone was looking at me. No one would say hello. I'd say hello, and they would be walking past. And I was like, I walk when I'm walking fast. I actually do look a bit like I'm doing a little bit of a march. I move my arms in that kind of way. So it looked like I was going around like Hitler. And then I only realised that.
And then every time you went... Every time you said hello to somebody, you raised your arm in a very straight,
you know, actually,
plank position.
Every time I did point at someone, this was before the Hitler moustache.
Yeah.
But when I point, I do look like that. I go.
Yeah, you do a slight salute.
Yeah, not a good salute. Not like hurry up. And then the other thing that happened was a if I can remember correctly. Oh, what was it? This was a year back.
Yeah.
But I can remember when I was in the toilet once, Leon, Dee, Tandy, and Aaron all opened the toilet. They'd all punched their pants down except for the underpants.
Oh, God.
And charged at me. And I fell into the bath. And I was just so freaking scared. Oh. Oh, so weird. I mean, and Aaron as well. He's a guy. And he's my brother. He's my brother dog.
Brother dog, dog, brother.
I don't know. That's all that really happened in Cork. I'm trying to think if anything else happened. Did anything else happen? No, nothing else happened.
Well, that was interesting. I wish I got to spend more time in England too, though. Would have done some stuff. There was an English shop, actually. There was in Disney. Oh, yeah, actually, something I needed to talk about. One of the swimming pools in, I think it was in Typhoon Lagoon, you were able to swim with fish and sharks and stuff. Honestly, me and Sophie thought there'd be like a glass between them. No, he just swam with them. No. Me and Sophie defend. No. I wouldn't like to go scuba diving. I don't want to swim with fish.
I've been scuba diving.
They just...
I was so freaking scared because I saw an octopus go underneath me while scuba diving. It was huge and I was just so freaking scared.
Oh
my god, that's what I was like, and I had a seizure in the middle of the ocean. Because I was looking down, and I didn't realise how far I went out.
Alright.
And then my stepdad went underneath the squid, over past the squid, and above me. I was like, oh, this is so scary. But when we got to this place, we saw cuttlefish, and they were lovely. It wasn't a big squid, I mean, it's just a squid.
Little squid.
And then eventually, like, we were looking at all these fish, and a fish rammed into me, and it was horrible. Aaron wouldn't do it. It just swam into my goal. I was like, oh, shit!
Cuss word! Now,
I better be going soon, so I know.
Yeah, I know.
I need to feed.
1:37:30, that's it.
I need to feed my dog. I need to clean my
cardboard box. 1:37:30. There we go. Okay, I have that.
Will we just end it here?
Just a second. I mean, I wouldn't like to go swimming with fish, because, I mean, like, their poo is all stringy and weird. And like, I mean, and they're just gonna like ram into you, like you said, and stuff. And like, well, we did see an aquarium, like a really big one, in the like a Finding Nemo thing. And there was like rays going on along. Well, that's really all we have to talk about.
So we're gonna wanna bid farewell from the granny and hobo.
Farewell!
From the granny and hobo, repetition.
It's a great big beautiful tomorrow.
La, la,
shining
la,
at
la,
the end of every day.
La,
and when a vision becomes a reality, it's a great and beautiful tomorrow for you and me.
Let's play tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
I felt like a little bit of spoiler for some people.
Hobo, I can't take it anymore.
No, don't do it! Oh my god, no. Why? Oh, he's still alive, never mind. Oh, he's a zombie. Oh, Jesus Christ!